And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, Sunday the 14th of July, 2024. Today is Shark Awareness Day, a day created to dispel myths about sharks and to raise awareness about the importance of sharks to the ocean. It is a day to recognize the great risk of extinction many species of sharks and rays face and how we can act to save them. Timed around the famous Shark Week by the Discovery Channel, and now National Geographic's Shark Fest, this day is intended to celebrate these magnificent fish. Films like Jaws and more modern popular programming inspire fear and perpetuate the myth that sharks are vicious, cold-blooded killers. Unfortunately, these contribute to the fear and stigma surrounding them and often reinforce a disregard for their importance and the threats facing them. Modern-day sharks have been around for about 100 million years, predating the dinosaurs, and even surviving them in the last major extinction event in the Miocene. With around 1,500 species of sharks, skates, and rays, this group of cartilaginous fish are highly specialized, from the tiny dwarf lantern shark swimming in the deep sea to the giant whale shark, the largest fish in the oceans. Sharks play an integral role in keeping our oceans healthy and ecosystems intact. They maintain other species populations, controlling disease and shaping healthier genes in their prey populations. Sharks are vital to ocean health. Without them, marine ecosystems collapse. Over the past 50 years, shark numbers have declined by more than 70%. With an associated loss to the biodiversity and ocean ecosystems. Humans are the main culprit, killing an estimated 100 million sharks every year. Global demand for shark meat and fins is a main driver, but approximately 50 million more sharks die accidentally each year as bycatch, often through the use of destructive and indiscriminate fishing methods such as long lines, gill nets, and trawls. Sharks are slow to mature and have babies, and humans are fishing out many species faster than they're able to reproduce. Many native societies, such as the Hawaiian culture, who today offer sharks complete protection, have long revered and respected these magnificent marine predators. Sharks are worth more alive than dead. Divers and photographers from around the world are seeking sharks and supporting local economies. The island nation of Palau has designated itself a shark sanctuary. The greatest thing each of us can do for these magnificent animals is to not buy any fish products. Since the fishing industry is overfishing and causing the collapse of marine life, including one-third of shark species who are in danger of extinction. Oceanographer Sylvia Earle said, "Sharks are beautiful animals, and if you're lucky enough to see lots of them, that means you're in a healthy ocean. You should be afraid if you are in the ocean and don't see sharks." And here's a poem for today from the first century Syrian philosopher Al-Ma'ari. "I no longer steal from nature. You are diseased in understanding and religion. Come to me that you may hear something of sound truth. Do not unjustly eat fish the water has given up, and do not desire as food the flesh of slaughtered animals or the white milk of mothers who intended its pure draught for their young, not noble ladies. And do not grieve the unsuspecting birds by taking eggs, for injustice is the worst of crimes. And spare the honey which the bees get industriously from the flowers of fragrant plants, for they do not store it that it might belong to others, nor did they gather it for the bounty and gifts. I washed my hands of all this and wish that I had perceived my way before my hair went gray." The poem, "I No Longer Steal from Nature" by Al-Ma'ari. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, reminding you that every day is the right day to show mercy to animals.